KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Rescue crews and law enforcement were called to the scene of a rollover accident on Interstate 80 eastbound, 1 mile east of Shelby, Thursday night. The crash was reported just before 7 p.m. One person was injured. The individual was said to be out of the vehicle, suffering from a head injury, and according to witness reports, the vehicle had blown a front tire before it went out of control. No other details are currently available. Police in Red Oak Thursday evening arrested 31-year-old Colby Joe Sue Fike of Red Oak. Fike was taken into custody at around 6:50 p.m. for driving while suspended and on a valid Montgomery County warrant for identity theft. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Officials in Shelby County said Thursday that a bridge located in the southern half of the 700 block of Woodland Road is closed for an indefinite period of time following an inspection. The bridge over an unnamed tributary of Indian Creek is between Jackson Township, sections 35 and 36. The structure was deemed to be unsafe and closed immediately. For emergency crew information, the residents at 719 Woodland Road will only be accessible from the north. Earlier in the day, Thursday, the Audubon County Emergency Management Agency said the Audubon County Engineer's Office was forced to immediately close a bridge in the 1900 block of 220th Street following an inspection that determined that bridge was also unsafe. The bridge is located just east of Highway 71 on 220th Street or just east of Agriland FS in Audubon County. The closure will be in effect until plans can be made to make repairs. A Southwest Iowa teen was injured Wednesday afternoon during a rollover accident in Union County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 15-year-old Cole Nelson of Shannon City was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston for treatment of unknown possible injuries. The crash happened at around 3:45 p.m. Wednesday on 205th Street. Officials say Nelson was driving a 2004 Ford pickup westbound when he fell asleep at the wheel. After the truck crossed the center line, Nelson overcorrected, causing the vehicle to go out of control and enter the north ditch, where it rolled once and came to rest on its tires. The pickup sustained $5,000 damage. No citations were issued. Authorities say they're looking for two suspects in connection to a stolen car that reportedly crashed into a house in Sioux City. Sioux City Police Department says it received a report Thursday night of a vehicle that damaged the side of a house. Michael Vogt said he reported the car stolen earlier in the day. He later told police he saw the car in use on the street while he was driving another vehicle. Vogt chased the car. He told police he saw a man and woman jump out of the vehicle before it hit the house. The suspects ran away on foot. Iowa-born astronaut Peggy Whitson is preparing for her third rocket ride to the International Space Station. She spoke with Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly Thursday from the training center in Russia.
The Beaconsfield native has already spent 377 days aboard the orbiting station, and in February she'll celebrate her 57th birthday there, the oldest woman ever in space. John Glenn took his final space flight at 77, so is there a possibility this may not be Whitson's last mission?
Well, I'd love to go when I'm 77, as long as I'm not dead.
Whitson will be the first woman to command a station twice. She has logged more time in space and doing EVAs than any other woman, but she's humble about her long list of firsts and records.
I really feel very privileged and honored to be able to participate in the space program at all. And so that's what I'm most proud of.
Launch is scheduled for November 15th. I'm Matt Kelly.
Nebraska and Iowa placed in the top third of the country for science proficiency on a 2015 National Assessment of Educational Progress science test. The Omaha World Herald says the science test's results for 4th, 8th, and 12th grade students were released Thursday. The U.S. Department of Education administers the test, which measures knowledge in physical science, life science, and earth and space sciences. It also gauges knowledge of science practices. According to the results, proficiency rates in Nebraska and Iowa public schools exceeded the national average of 37% of students scoring proficient or advanced. Peggy Carr, acting commissioner for the National Center for Educational Statistics, says students across the board are improving, but minority students and girls are making gains to narrow achievement gaps. Also in the news this morning, a new report shows Iowa is deriving more than 35% of its electricity from wind energy, an increase from statistics made public earlier this year. The American Wind Energy Association said in a report released Thursday that Iowa has increased its percentage of in-state electricity that comes from wind turbines. The data, backed by the U.S. Energy Information Administration, is based on a 12-month rolling average through the end of August 2016. The association says Iowa is now the first state to generate more than one-third of its electricity from wind energy. Iowa generates power from more than 3,700 turbines. The state is ranked third nationally in the number of turbines. In our funeral announcements, Gail Conrad, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gail Conrad will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died October 18th at Willow Heights in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends of Michael Dunn will be today from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Zelda Paulin, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Zelda Paulin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marjorie Haley, age 82, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Haley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Deborah Ann Thomas, age 64, of Atlantic, and formerly of Ottumwa, died October 20th at her home. Memorial services for Deborah Thomas will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottumwa, with Reese Funeral Home of Ottumwa in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.